Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us in this moment. Fall upon us with holy tongues of fire, and so lift us up with Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In Cairo, Egypt, a 15-year-old boy sits in the shade of his booth plying his trade. A young mother with a black headscarf and a baby on her hip approaches. "We are new Christians. We would get the cross for church." The boy smiles and nods. The young woman stretches out her arm and rolls up her sleeve. She leans across the counter and places her bare forearm in front of the boy. The boy rocks a wood stamp over an ink pad and then presses it to her skin. He picks up his needle pen, he dips it in ink, and then with deft strokes, the boy traces a crucifix on her forearm, the contours, the edges of the wood and the man that was slain on the tree. He wipes away the welling blood. The woman grits her teeth. The tattoo emerges on her forearm with alternating strokes and swipes. Next, the mother holds her daughter's small palm forward on the table, palm up. The boy stamps the baby's wrist with a tiny cross. "Good?" he asks. "Yes," nods the woman. She grips her child's hand, and the boy, with quick practice movements, tattoos the crying little girl's wrist. It's over in 15 seconds. The woman rummages through her purse as the baby cries. She extends a crumpled bill to the boy. He lifts his wrist and shows her his own blue cross. "No, no. We all belong to Jesus here. Go to church." In Egypt, nearly all Coptic Christians bear a cross tattoo of some kind, usually on the inside of their right wrists, occasionally on their foreheads. No one is exactly sure when the tradition began, but best guesses suggest 7th century, the time of the Muslim invasion. The stories differ. Some say that the Muslim captors force all of the Christians to bear the tattoo, a kind of early version of Hitler's yellow stars. Others say that the Christians began to tattoo themselves and their children in defiance of their Muslim captors. "We belong to Jesus. We do not see Muhammad as Allah's prophet." Whatever the case may be, for the last 1400 years, Egyptian Christians have worn their faith in their flesh, in the face of insults and in the face of violence. In fact, these days, as a precaution against terrorist attacks, many, if not all, Coptic churches have guards stationed at the front door asking to see each person's tattoo. The tattoos mark these Egyptians as Christians. The small crosses on the inside of their wrists or even on their foreheads or forearms or wherever set them apart as a single people in the midst of the Muslim majority. They all share the permanent ink, marked out and belonging to something bigger than themselves, belonging to the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, this tradition may seem strange to us in the West. People, even babies, tattooed into a close-knit group of marked-out people. Aren't such things for adults in smoky tattoo parlors with, attempts at self-expression, personal choice. And yet, that communal shared tattoo on the wrist or forehead digs at our souls. In our rootless culture, the practice highlights a craving that we have, a craving to belong. To belong to a community larger than ourselves and our choices. To belong to a community that we did not invent, a community that predates us, a community with its own stories and traditions. This is who we are, and this is how we know who we are. We long to belong. Think of all the college boys with their Shea t-shirts. We long to belong to something larger than ourselves. We may find it odd, the tattooing and all that, but for 7th century Christians beside the Mediterranean, the tattooing made sense. After all, they read the story of Pentecost and recognized that they already shared an indelible mark on their souls, a mark of belonging, a spiritual tattoo that set them apart as belonging to Jesus and his body. You see, on the day of Pentecost, a tattoo artist opens up shop in Jerusalem. He begins to tattoo his pattern on the flesh of human beings, one by one. He rubs his wood stamp on the forehead of each of those gathered in the upper room. And then with the Holy Spirit's fiery needle, he tattoos them with his cross mark. He baptizes them with judgment fire. Pentecost is the day that Jesus begins to tattoo a people, a cross people, a resurrection people, a Jesus people. On the feast of the ingathering, the Messiah sends forth his Spirit to mark out his holy nation. These people belong to me. They are mine. Come, preaches St. Peter then to the crowds after the stir and the roaring of the wind and the speaking in tongues has gathered the peoples. Come, says St. Peter. The shop is open. The Messiah is marking out his people for judgment day. As the prophet Joel prophesied, the crucified and risen Christ draws lines in the cosmos. The darkened sun, the blood-red moon, everything is being rearranged. He is marking out a people for himself. What must we do? Cries the crowd. And Peter can hear Jesus' words from a week and a half before ringing in his ears. Go make disciples of all nations by baptizing them, by teaching them. And so Peter turns to the crowds. Get tattooed. Repent and be baptized. Be baptized. In the name of Jesus Christ, take his cross upon you for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so 3,000 people stand in line. Jesus rolls the wood stamp on the ink pad. He presses it to the foreheads and wrists of those present, the cross mark. And with his fiery Holy Spirit needle, Jesus tattoos them in the waters of holy baptism. You belong to me. You are my people, my body, marked out from all the other nations of the earth. Saint Augustine loved this image. Augustine loved the image of baptism as a tattoo. In fact, he loved it so much that some scholars are half convinced that maybe they were tattooing in North Africa at the time as well. Upon the forehead we bear his sign, shouts the saint, and we do not blush because of it if we also bear it in the heart. In fact, Augustine would say to the Donatists who were rebaptizing people and doing all sorts of things. No. The mark remains. The person just has to come back if they've been unrepentant. They're still tattooed. We imagine baptism as a bit of water, a mark of self-expression. But God says, no, it's a community mark. A mark, a cosmic mark of my action, my divine ownership, my calling to a people. It's a permanent tattoo. A tattoo of Holy Spirit union with Jesus and thus with his body. These people belong to me. Sisters and brothers, on the day of Pentecost, as we celebrate it and we remember the 3,000 who were baptized, we recognize that Jesus tattoos us in our baptisms. He marks us out as his people. He sets us apart from our neighbors, friends. He makes us part of something much bigger than ourselves. And so, he speaks to that restlessness in our souls, the desire to belong, to be part of a community that predates us, that we do not invent. He brings us into his body, which spans the centuries and the continents. You are my people. You belong to me. You bear my cross, my mark. But of course, this baptism is not only for us. It is also for our children. In about an hour, we as a church will witness God engraft one child into his body. A tattoo service. A moment of marking. For we are not just individuals. We are a people. And so later on in his sermon on the day of Pentecost, St. Peter says that the promise, the baptismal promise, is to you and also to your children. As many as the Lord our God shall call, called out of the Egypt of this world, called out of the Ur of this world, like Abraham. Abraham who received his own tattoo in circumcision and then passed it on to his children. We are all part of a single Abrahamic family, nation. And this morning we will witness Jesus take that wood stamp, press it into the ink pad, and then push it against little Oliver's forehead, and then with his Holy Spirit fiery needle, he will tattoo the child as his own. The mark of the cross. A mark actually that every priest does when we anoint with oil after the baptism. Jesus will mark Oliver as his own, as belonging to him. Jesus will tattoo him with the cross. Oliver will no longer belong to Oliver. He will belong to Jesus and to Jesus' body, the church. Jesus will have brought Oliver to himself by baptism and into a new way of living, into a people who live Jesus' own life, a life of being known to one another, a life of prayers and Eucharistic feasting, a life under the teaching of the apostles. And before he even knows it, Oliver will belong. And before we even know it, we will belong. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.